Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Tubes. Your finance matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth for financial insights, tips and advice.
Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth joins us on the line. Morning, Hawky.
Good morning, Tubes. How are you going?
Mate, there's no doubt those receiving Centrelink benefits are doing it tough with the cost of living pressures felt by all Australians. But what should those people be doing right now to ensure they maximise their benefits moving forward?
Yeah, look, obviously, Tubes, with interest rates going up again yesterday, 0.25% by the RBA, it means, again, people are going to feel it tough. But those on the age pension specifically who are asset tested, so that means their assets are over the minimum limit and they're receiving less than the maximum age pension, need to be aware that data matching by Centrelink to their superannuation fund occurs every March and September. So that's next month. And what that means is if their superannuation balance has gone up in value, which it most likely has from September last year, their benefits are most likely going to go down. But remember that for every $1,000 your assets go up, you lose $3 of age pension if you are asset tested.
So how do people maximise these benefits, Hawkey? They've got to get some advice, right?
Yeah, look, advice is the first thing, too. But really, if you know it's going to happen, now's the time to act right now. So obviously, superannuation had a really great month in January. Markets are up, so people have made a little bit more money in their investment portfolios. But if the markets are going to go up and their portfolios are going to go up, age pension goes down. So now's the time to then go and revalue some of your assets that are listed on Centrelink. So car values might have gone down. Maybe your bank account balances have gone down, or other assets you might have disposed of. So now's the time to act before it automatically data matches in March and your benefits go down.
So do you need to pay to get those things valued, Hawkey?
Yeah, no, not necessarily. So the first thing you need to do is log onto your MyGov and access what they call the detailed income and assets. So make sure, first of all, the assets listed are accurate as they are. Then look at Redbook value. So it's giveaway value. It's garage sale value. But obviously there are some complexities to it depending on the assets you've got, so investment property. So seeking advice and making sure that when this does happen, not if, but when your assets are revalued in March, that your benefits don't go down as much. And maybe you can look at things like gifting as a way to make sure your benefits are maximised in March and September each year.
And of course, Hawkey, where can people go for that advice?
Yeah, look, Elevate Wealth are experts in Centrelink and age pension. So give us a buzz, 62 313 448, or give us on the website, www.elevatewealth.com.au.
Thanks, Matt Hawkins. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Your finance matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth. Don't just raise your financial expectations, elevate them at elevatewealth.com.au.
Any advice or information provided in our Your Finance Matters segment is of a general nature only and is not taken into account personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Before acting on the advice, you should consider its appropriateness to you, having regard to your personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Matthew Hawkins is an authorised representative consultant and Australian Financial Services licensee.